Hello?
Yes, hello, Mr. Samuels.
Yes?
Yes, this is Shalom, the locksmith.
Oh, yeah, yes. You fixed the lock?
Yeah, I fixed the lock. I just wanted to ask you. You know I'm getting married soon, and I was in your bedroom and I saw the two rings on the counter. I was wondering if you could sell me one of them for my Kale?
What were you doing in my bedroom?
Well, I tell you the truth, I was busy fixing the locks, and then when I was cutting out the wood, one of the splinters fell into my mouth, so I had to brush my teeth. So I went to your bathroom to use your toothbrush. Very hard to use the toothbrush. You use very hard bristles, very hard. So when I was finished over there, I walked out, and then I just saw those two rings. It's not a big deal.
What? You used my toothbrush, and why were you in my room if you were using the toothbrush?
No, right after I came out, I didn't know if I should go right or left. I went left by mistake, and then I saw the two rings in your bedroom. It's not a big deal, you know?
I'm sorry, my rings are not for sale. They're my wife's rings, now. And please don't go into my private bed. Just fix my locks, and that's all, please.
It's fixed.
Thank you.
Okay, so can I buy the rings?
No, I said it's not for sale. No, please, could you just go? If my lock is fixed, just get out of my house and that's it. Thank you.
Okay, yes, no problem. No problem.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hello?
Yes, hello, Mr. Samuels?
What do you want?
This is Shalom again.
What do you want?
I was just wondering, the gold label you have in your closet, is it fresh? It tastes like old Williamsburg.
Why are you in my closet? It's fresh. It's regular gold label, but what are you doing there?
No, it's just that I was working in your house, and I don't think it's a big deal if I want to take a drink. You know, it's just normal like this.
Those are my booze. Don't touch my booze. Go out of my... You fixed my lock. I asked you to fix the lock. You fixed it. Now go out of my house, please. You used my toothbrush. Get out of my house, please.
Okay, this is not a big... Okay, I'm leaving. Bye.
Thank you very much. Hello?
Yes, hello, Mr. Samuels. Yes, I was just wondering, the chulent that you have left over from Sunday, is it fresh?
What are you doing in my fridge? What? Go out of my house! Hold on, there's a guy in my house, he drinking my booze, my black label, he used my toothbrush,
listen.
He's in my bed. Go out of my house!
1 second, I'm sorry, I was just very thirsty because of what I brushed the tooth. So I went over to take a drink, and there was chulent. It's not a big deal to have some leftover chulent. And you know, it's not...
What was that?
This is just some beer. I just saw a Bud Light.
Why? Go! I'm gonna call the cops. Go out of my house!
Okay, you want me to put back the beer? It's open. Should I put it back?
You could drink the beer. Take the beer. Take the chulent and go! Out of my house.
Hold on.
Did I ask you?
Hold on. I have a beep. Hold on.
You have a beep? He's on my phone and he's picking up my beeps.
Hello?
Yes, hang up my phone.
Somebody called. They want to know if you want the daily news. It's very cheap now.
I don't need the daily news. Hang up my phone.
Okay, 1 second. I put you on hold.
Go down to my house. This guy, he's all over my house.
Mr. Samuels.
Yes?
It is very cheap. It's just 25 cents a day.
Go out of my house.
Okay, one second. I put you on hold.
Okay, I'll be back in 10 minutes. I can't. He's all over my house.
Hello?
Yes?
Okay, no problem. I told him it's not there. You don't want it.
Hang up my phone and go out of my house.
Okay, this is your cousin Benjamin? You know your cousin Benjamin?
This is not my cousin.
No, but he asked me to phone scam you. This is just a joke for Purim.
You... What?
Just another phone scam victim. Freilich and Purim.
You didn't do my...